Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 512. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. God gave me salvation free of charge. It came in a very supernatural way. Therefore, my main goal is to get the gospel out or to let God use me in any way that he wants to. But I know that he's called me to tell the world that Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again very soon. It's not far off, folks. It's very close. And therefore, we need to prepare ourselves for that which is coming. I've got some Bible reading tonight, this afternoon or this morning, whenever you're listening. I've got some letters. I've got music. And I've got the Holy Spirit. How about you? You need to have the Holy Spirit and to walk by the Holy Spirit, because there's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but after the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, if you're walking by the Holy Spirit and you're not condemned in any way, well then, you're perfect. You can say, thumb your nose at all those false prophets and teachers that are telling you that no one is perfect, because we must be perfect in order to enter into the kingdom of God. It's an absolute must. We must be born again, and we must walk by the Holy Spirit. We must walk, serve God in our spirit, in the Holy Spirit. So this is what the Word of God says. And you want to judge the Word of God as being evil, or that there's something wrong with it, you're using it with your own judgment. And that's what democracy teaches you to do, is to judge everything on your own. And the Bible forbids that, for you not to judge anything the way you judge it. It's chapter 7 in the book of Matthew. It says, judge not. That, because if you do, you're going to be judged. But the Lord has a special way of judging things. He wants us to judge, and we know that the Lord is right. The book of Psalms, all throughout the Bible, says that your judgments are, what does it say? Your judgments are what?
True and righteous.
True, and they're right. And so therefore, if we use God's judgment, and we have to read it to know it, then everything that we, if we use God's judgment to judge everything, then we know that our judgment, not really ours, but God's judgment is true. And so when we tell people, you know, that if you commit adultery, fornication, or anything that God says is worthy of sending your soul to hell, unless you repent, that you're going to hell in the lake of fire. Now, that's God's judgment. So we're going to get into that just a little bit. But first, let's go to the throne. Let's call on God to have him anoint me. And you people out in Radio Land, that God will open up your hearts, your minds, your spirit, your soul, your conscience, so that you'll say, yes, I am a sinner. Yes, Lord, I have sinned. And yes, Lord, I know that we must be perfect in order to get into the kingdom of heaven, because your judgment says that. Not Tony's judgment or your judgment, but God's judgment says that if we're not perfect, we're not going to enter into heaven and stay there forever and ever, and that's a long time. So we know that if we are not clean by the blood of Jesus, by faith in the blood of Jesus, and we stay that way, we won't be able to enter heaven. We'll, but surely, the Bible tells us absolutely sure enough, sure enough, you'll spend eternity in hell and in the lake of fire. So, Lord God, we just thank and praise your holy name for your judgments, your words, which tells us how to govern our lives. We are able to govern our lives by your judgments. And your judgments are not obscure. Your judgments are not far off, but your judgments are very near, very nigh. All we have to do is get us a good King James Version of the Bible, and we'll see. I'm not talking about this new King James Version of the Bible. Father, because there's many fallacies in it. But the old King James Version of the Bible, and so that we can see all your judgments, all the ways that you want us to judge with your word, so that we can be clean and pure and be able to receive your word that says we can be and are perfect if we walk in the Holy Spirit by our spirit. Lord, I pray that this message gets through to everyone in Radio Land, and let the people that order these tapes and CDs, that they'll share them with everyone they know, and even people that they don't know, because we'll send them to everyone. If people want to be an evangelist, they can take these tapes. They can take my messages that I've written and distribute them to people that are causing them a lot of trouble, because the Lord tells us to honor all men, even our enemies. And your judgment tells us that the way to honor all men is to preach the word to them, to get your word, your judgments to them, so they can judge how to govern their lives. There's no other judgment in the universe that can tell us how to live and to our lives, and there's no other way in the world that we can get the power, which a lot of people say is grace, but grace means power. By the power of God, or by the grace of God, I can do all things in Christ Jesus. Now, this is the real judgment of God. Grace means having the ability of the Holy Spirit in us to be able to walk correctly according to God's, your judgment, Father. So I ask that this happens, and that people will realize that this is the Word of God, and that they'll accept the Word of God into their mind and into their very being, so that they won't be rejected at the judgment bar of God. And Lord, your word, your judgment tells us that you will definitely, you're judging everything right now. All of God's ways, all your ways are judgment, the Bible says, your judgment says. And so you're the great judge. And all these judges on earth are going to have to stand before you and be judged by you. And if they're wicked and they have respect for persons, and if they rule according to the way that man rules, well, they're going to pay for it. And Lord, we pray that they'll shape up, that they'll repent and give their life unto you and your judgments, that they be spared on the final day. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. That prayer was right from the throne of God. Amen.
Amen.
All right, now, we have some music now. This is Go Down Moses, and this is by the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Church Choir and Orchestra. And as I said before, when persecution came, a lot of them stopped reading God's word. And when persecution came back several years ago, many of them fell away. So, don't let anybody tell you. God's judgment says that people do fall away. And God's judgment does tell us that it would be better that they'd never known the truth than to know it and then fall away. And I pray for these people now, Father, that they will hear this message, and that they'll repent and be restored into your kingdom in Jesus' name. Here's our, this was recorded at Capitol Records so many years ago. Go Down Moses by our choir and orchestra. Praise the Lord. All right, that was a bunch of former hippies. They actually, a lot of them were still wearing torn-out jeans. The knees were torn out and faded and used, things like that. And they were formerly drug addicts and smoking all kinds of pot and hashish and things like that. And Sue and I never, Sue never knew anything about that, being in a music industry. I knew about stuff like that, but Susie didn't know anything. She didn't. We don't really even take aspirins in our church because every time anybody has a headache, we just pray to the Lord who created everything in the world and the universe, and He's so powerful to keep this world spinning around and keeping the universe in order until the day that He lets everything go out of order, because people are out of order. And so He's going to let everybody know what it's really like to be out of order with God. He's going to, according to His word, His judgment, He's going to really pour out wrath on this earth, and He's starting to do it in many different places. Now, there is, we've got some letters here, so we'll get underway with that, and then we'll get into the message.
From Lomé, Togo, Africa. Dear one in Christ, greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to you, your family, and your ministry. I am writing you from Lomé, the capital of my country, Togo. I went on a missionary trip, and I stayed for 4 days in Sevi, which is 35 kilometers from Lomé. This city is in the southern part of Togo. A brother accompanied me from the council, Brother Kenke. We won many lost souls to the Lord, thanks to your world newsletters and Messiah books. Pray for me and the team of pastors from the Alamo Christian Ministry in Togo. The Lord will never forget the foundation of His work. God bless you in His mission. So long for now. Famano from Atakpame, Lomé, Togo, Africa.
Okay, that's wonderful. Do you have another one now?
Yes.
Okay, let me hear it.
From Burhampur, India. Dear Pastor Alamo, greetings to you in the precious name of our Savior Jesus Christ. You may not know me, but from today I want to be a member of your ministry. I am well with my family by the power of God, and I hope you are well there. I am from a Christian family, and we have a small church in my village where we worship God. I go there to worship, and we conduct many programs through the church. I came to know about your ministry through one of my friends, who is a member of your ministry. I saw many of your pieces of literature in a big packet. And when I asked him about it, he explained to me about your ministry. He gave me some of the literature to distribute, and I was very amazed seeing the gifts that you have sent to him and to the whole congregation. I read some of your literature, and my spirit was lifted up, especially by the literature called Too Late and Difficult Mountain, which were fantastic. Pastor, I am really lifted up and ready to serve the Lord through your ministry. When I heard of your ministry, I thought of many plans to help bring people to the Lord. Even though I have not yet talked about your ministry to my people, as I am far off from them, I shall be talking with them soon, and I will take steps to spread your ministry's literature to them. So, Pastor, I would be very glad if you send me some literature. Please pray for me, my family, my congregation, and my studies. If you want to send me literature packages, please send them to my house address. Thank you, Philemon from Burhampur, India.
Praise the Lord. You have a small one there, too?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
From Cameroon, Africa. I like all of your preachings. They are like a source of happiness to me. Keep it up. You are winning many souls here in Cameroon. Signed, N. Waha from Cameroon, Africa.
Praise the Lord. I'm so happy to know that there is direction in this world from heaven. And that is God's judgments. They're clean and they're pure and they're right. They're absolutely right. And people, I feel sorry for anyone out in Radio Land or the whole world, because they don't acknowledge the judgments or the direction of God, the judgments of what we should do, how we should think, what we should, how we should live. And so what they do is they call on the news media, and the news media calls on everybody, and they say, How what do you people, there's like 46% of you say this, and 52% say this, and what do you folks out in TV land or radio land think about this? In other words, they, again, this is democracy, and they want the mob to decide what is the proper direction or the proper judgment of what to do, what to do, what to do. But the Lord says, chapter 7, this is Jesus, who is also God and the Holy Spirit talking, chapter 7 of the book of Matthew, he says, judge not. He's talking about, don't you judge. He wants, and don't you, news media, be asking a bunch of people that don't, they're not even regenerated, to judge any matter whatsoever, but to use the direction or the judgment of God, because God, all of God's foolishness is wiser than all of man's wisdom put together. Amen?
Amen.
And so I'd say, you know, the Bible says that, but I know that God doesn't have any foolishness whatsoever. He's not a fool. He believes in himself. Amen?
Amen.
So it says, judge not with your own judgment, is what it's talking about there. Because if you judge with your own judgment, God will judge you with the same kind of judgment that you judge other people. Now, you're judging people out there that you don't even know. Like, I've had people judge me for years. I don't know them. All you know, there's people out there that are totally against God, and they're against his judgments and his word. Now, if they weren't against his judgments, well, then they obviously would not be telling people to murder their children or their unborn children, and they would not be telling people it's all right to commit adultery and fornication, and they would not be handing out condoms in schools and birth control pills and all these different things to little teeny preteen people. All right, so this, but there's a bunch of people that have judged to do that. When the Lord says, judge not, he's talking about with your judgment. So people are judging and ruling the government and their lives according to their own judgment. And because of that, and they just are totally ignoring God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and his direction for them in this world, to the point that everything is, the entire world is in chaos and confusion. Now, they as well judge who would be the best president of the United States. In other words, you should judge that. Well, yeah, we like the way he talks, or we like the way he looks, or she looks. And she happens to be, we don't care if she's a lesbian or if this person is a homosexual. We don't care about that. And if her husband is, lied to the entire world. But we like him because he's tall and because he looks wise and he smiles nice. And he makes us feel comfortable. And yet the world is going down the tubes more and more every day. Every day of every year. And so, but the Lord says that you're not to have any person over you or to rule, even secularly, unless it's a person that's of the Lord. Like, for instance, Moses was a chosen man of God. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were all chosen by God. And they had their government, and they had God's judgment, so that they ruled their lives by God's judgment, so that it was went well with them. God prospered them and fought battles for them. And they're in heaven now because they ruled their lives according to not their judgment, where the Lord says, I don't want you feeble folk out there, because, you know, you're without understanding, you're without knowledge, and you have no wisdom, no fear of God, and therefore you're not capable. I don't care if there's 6 billion of you. You're not capable of ruling yourself. So I don't want you to judge these matters that the news media is telling you to judge. And you're not to be judging my people, because my people don't run their lives the way you do with your judgment. They run their lives according to my judgments. I tell them not to murder, and they don't. I tell them not to commit adultery and fornication or be homosexuals, and they don't. And so their lives are in order with me, and their children are being raised the way that I say to raise them. And if they don't, God sees it. You know, there's a lot of people that claim to be Christians, and they're not. The Jewish people in Germany, they judged that the people that were killing them were Christians. And that was their own judgment again. Because they would not be killing them if they were Christians. They wouldn't be slaughtering them and herding them into railroad cars and killing them and persecuting them and then hauling them off to the gas chambers if they were Christians. These were Catholics. And, you know, just because they dress up in these funny outfits and they have a wand in their hand, the Pope has a wand in his hand, that isn't at all Christian, because Jesus never had a wand in his hand or dressed up as silly like that. I mean, it's like acting out some kind of false way of how they judge that people should dress up. They're playing dress up, just like little kids do. Man, this is the judgment of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that we can take the least esteemed person in our congregation and give them the Bible, and they can judge all things. The Bible says that we'll be able to, we will, at the end, if we conduct our life according to God's judgment and not our own, well, we'll be able to judge the very angel. We will judge the very angels. It will judge all things. But the Lord forbids you and I to judge not. We're not to use our judgment, because I remember before I was a Christian, before I knew the Word of God, all my judgments were, they were false. They were wrong. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten so cold out there. And now that I'm bitter from the things that I did. So let's read a little bit more here. Judge not, because if you do, you're going to be judged with the same kind of judgment you judge. Now, there's like millions of people that have been lied to about myself and many other Christians, like Jesus was lied about. They judged him to be a bad person. And therefore, the whole mob said, with their judgment, crucify him, crucify him. And they said, let his blood be upon us and our seed. Well, that came right out of their mouth, their judgments. And so they were judged that way. Jesus' blood came upon them and their seed, and they can't. Then, when they were in the concentration camps in Poland and Czechoslovakia, they were when, why is God doing this to us? There is no God. What has God chosen us for? To suffer? That is, we're the chosen people. What did He choose us for? To suffer? No. You live are living your life according to your own judgment. God really loves you, but He hates that you're not using His judgment, that you're using your judgment. And again, chapter 7 of the book of Matthew tells you, judge not with your judgment. Conduct your life the way that I say. Use my judgment. All my judgments, my statutes and precepts are incorporated within the Bible. The Bible is me. I am the Word. I am God. The Word of God is God. And praise the Lord for that. I'm so glad that I have proper direction in this world from the Word of God. But He says absolutely forbids, and I've heard every minister I've ever heard has never explained it this way. Now, because of the fact that there's so many people that judge Christians, say there's millions of us that have gone to prison, and millions of us that have been put to death because some judge judges with their own judgment rather than using the judgment of the Lord. Because if they use the judgment of the Lord, they would make me the world leader, because it wouldn't be me, because I would rule the world by the word of God, because the word, the world is going to be ruled. Everyone that is in God's kingdom will be ruled, and they just willingly, lovingly keep his judgments because they know they're right. Amen?
Amen.
They're pure, they're clean, and they're right. And that's good, excellent, excellent. It's just like better than gold or silver or rubies or anything on the all the money in the world. There isn't any amount of money that could give you this prize, which is the judgment of God. And yet all of you, I see people on television saying, well, this person is right. They're absolutely right. Another one says they're wrong and they should be hung by their neck and there should be this and that. And then their judgment, that's their judgment, because everyone has their own judgment. Then they say everyone has a right to their own opinion. No, not if you're going to go by God's judgment. You don't have a right to your opinion. God says that he says, my, not opinion, but my word is right. And that's what you're supposed to rule your life by. It's not everybody has a right to their own opinion. Who taught you that? I'll tell you who taught it to you. It's whoever it was that's absolutely against the word of God. God says we're not to live by our opinions or our ideas, or some crazy judgment that is totally the opposite of the Lord. That's why we see these people say, well, what can we do? All of these children have gone astray, and they're committing fornication in school, and then they're going off to some butcher shop to have the babies dug out of them and killed, murdered. And what can we do? We don't know what to do. Well, because somebody in this world is judging everything by their own judgment and saying that kind of stuff is all right. In their own mind, they twist their hands. What can be done about these same-sex marriages? Well, we have to come up with a bill that comes... No, you, what you do have to do is teach the people in school, the children in school, that they're not to go by this kind of judgment. They must go by the judgment or the direction, the correct direction from the Lord, because any other direction than that is false.
Amen.
And it's sin. And if you sin, no sinner shall enter the kingdom of God. Judge not not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment? Whatever kind of judgment ye shall be, whatever kind of judgment you use, that's the judgment that you're going to be judged. All these people that are talking bad about me, I've never met them in my life. Anybody that knows me, now I'm still friends with people that I was in the health studio business when I was 21 years old. You can call them Charlie Tartella, Herb Calhoun, Ray Wilson, people like all sorts of people in the world. You ask them to say, Tony is the greatest guy we ever knew. Okay, because he was one of us, and we still talk to him, and he still is recalls all the times that we had together and things like that. People in show business that knew me, and they know that I'm not some harebrained or some pervert or anything like that. None of those people ever knew me to be anything like that, and I'm not like that. Okay, but what I do is keep the commandments of the Lord. And I judge what I'm able to do by God's judgment. Okay? And if God's judgment says it's okay, it is okay. And if you judge, well, you know what I'm doing in this, in my house or in my church, you don't know anything about that. You should judge me by the word I preach. Because there's no possible way that I could be preaching the word that I do unless I was of the Lord. 100% of the Lord. I wouldn't even be in the ministry. You say, well, you're in it for the money. No, I'm not. I own a Beatles album that's worth millions of dollars, and I've never sold it just to prove to people that I'm not in the ministry for money. And so you people that are judging me, and you don't know me, and you don't know all the friends that still gather around me. When I was in prison, the people knew me in prison that I was for real. They said all they ever saw me do was preach the gospel and read and pray, and they saw all these things that I was doing. And everybody that's always been around me all my life, I even know people that I went to school with in grade school, and I talked to them and conversed with them as I did back then. In Lewistown, Montana, there's a guy named Short, his last name is Jimmy Short. While we talked to each other, and he says, I've been wondering where you were all these years. And we talk, and we have a lot of fun talking, and there's all kinds of other people. A man named Elvin, his last name is Bobby, his name is Bobby Elvin, from Billings, Montana, where I used to run with him. Marvin Boland, Russell Boland, all my friends, they know that I'm still a good guy, all right? And they don't exactly like the fact that I am judging or telling them things that come from the Bible, because they don't like that kind of judgment. A lot of them still like to, one of them is still working in, he's working in a casino in Las Vegas. Another one is, he likes to drink and booze it up all the time. And some of them are that way, and one of them is a Catholic, because Charlie Tartell is Catholic. He was with me in the Hell Studio business. We go back over 50 years ago. Okay, and Herb Calhoun he became saved. Ray Wilson is a Mormon. I mean, I have all kinds of friends in all different faiths, and I live an upright life and before them. According to the judgments of the Lord, I don't pester them or rail on them, but they see the work I'm doing, and they say, they just marvel at the amount of souls that are saved and how busy I am all the time. And they visited my home, and, you know, my home is an open door for them to come and visit me. And we still laugh about the things, and we go out to dinner, and Sharon, you know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We've gone out to Bossier. We go to have dinner out there. We've gone here and there. And I was just at Ray Wilson's house not too many months, about 2, 3, 4 months ago, something like that, in San Diego, in Carlsbad. And he's the one that owns the 24-hour fitness organization. I have friends like the Wynns, in Las Vegas, that own several casinos, and I have nothing to do with it. But then they don't smoke or drink or take drugs or anything like that. But they just say that people are foolish. They say these hillbillies, they come out here and they want to spend money. They're going to give it to somebody, Tony. So we might as well let them come and gamble in our places. They own Bellagio's. They own the Golden Nugget downtown. They own the Mirage and Frontierland, all these different things. And I've had dinner with them, and we sit and talk. They're Jewish, and I am too. And there's all kinds of friends. I've fraternized with King Alfred Bongo, or President Bongo, and his family, and also the Sultan of Brunei. These are the most wealthiest people in the world. They're reputed to be so, and I've Hulk Hogan and I, we sit in the dressing room and talk and have a good time with Hulk. He's one of the greatest guys. They don't think I'm weird, but you take some people that judge. I mean, they can tell they judge. They're judging in their mind when I'm around them, and all sorts of people. Just I've known people that Tyson, Mike Tyson. Don King, I mean, talking all the time. I've hundreds and hundreds of, maybe even thousands of very well-known people that know me, and they know that I'm no kook. They wouldn't spend the time, a minute with me if they thought I was. But there's people that don't know me, like the news media, and they get their orders from somebody in Rome. And they start telling everybody, they start blasting this stuff over the air to the point I don't even know what they're talking about. And they're talking about me, but it's not me that they're talking, they don't know me, and they're saying all kinds of very bad things. So I don't judge that. I can judge them really with the Word of God, because they're liars. And by the judgment of God, the Bible says, no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And they're false accusers. And the Bible says that all these false accusers are going to hell also. They're not going to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Unless they repent. And I can judge that by the Word of God that no homosexual is going to heaven. No adulterer, fornicator, liar, thief is going to enter the kingdom of God. Homosexual, lesbian, none of these people will go to the kingdom of heaven. Now, you people have your own judgments, but the Lord says for you not to do that. Judge not. Chapter 7 in the book of Matthew, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, and you're judging that I'm a weasel of some sort, he says, ye shall be judged for this false judgment of yours. Because everybody that I know really knows me, they say I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Amen? Okay, and there's a lot of people that call themselves Christians. And they go right along with it. They go with the polls. Well, who do you think, what do you think we should do about people that murdered, that drowned their little children? Well, their judgment is that take them to some psychiatrist or psychologist or something, and if that person, who's not even saved, or he wouldn't be a psychologist or a psychiatrist, there's no such thing as a Christian psychologist or psychiatrist, we use the Word of God. That's the shrink that we have. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so if they send them to there and they say, well, they're crazy, and so we got to be easy on them. And let's not... But the Word of God, the judgment of God says, if you murder somebody, you must be killed. All right? God doesn't send you to a shrink or to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or anybody like that, or some panel to judge. Because I was sent, I never did anything that worthy of going to prison, but they trumped up a charge on me of not paying income tax. Well, I didn't know. Everything I have, we spend on the gospel, and everybody knows that. If you've ever had a gospel piece of literature put on your car, that came from me, folks, and from this church, and we spent money for that. And it's we spent money for people to go to your town to do that, and we feed those people that do this, and we have built homes for them and places for them to live. And but you have heard something bad about me, and so you have just received that. You judged that whoever lied to you, that they were correct, and you never took it into consideration that I'm preaching the Word of God, or other people that you're bringing false accusations against, because you heard a rumor. Rumors are flying, and you're not denying these lies. What you're doing is you're denying the Word of God, who tells you not to judge. But let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 through 11. Sharon? The Apostle Paul is cautioning people, dare any of you go to secular people, people that don't judge by the Word of God? The Word of God is perfect judgment, well balanced. But you go read that.
Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust?
That would be a thrill seeker, a daredevil to get into one of these secular courts. Because what they do is the prosecutors hire all kinds of liars to come against you. There's no fair judgment there. And while I was in court, they said that my attorney, Tony, your attorney, cannot mention any good deeds that you've ever done. And if you do, or if you or your attorney mentions any good things that you've done and the things that you're doing, we'll bring in all these, and they don't say liars, but that's what all of them are. And they paid them they let them come out of prison if they'll lie about me. And the people that they threatened to send back to Sweden and take their $3 million home, and they get up there and lie like dogs. And, of course, they're going to be, according to the Word of God, judged by that. And so the Apostle Paul is cautioning, don't dare any of you people to go into those kind of courtrooms, because they're not fair. They don't use God's judgment to judge you with. You're not going to get a fair shake in court. They're going to tell you to dummy up, and they're going to bring every type of false witness against you so that you don't have a chance to win. They muffle you. They stifle you. And if you protest, they threaten to find you in contempt of court, and that they'll put you in jail. And the jury has been instructed that you're a bad person if you would interrupt this false courtroom situation in there. But the God of heaven and earth, that He, God that created heaven and earth, He says, no, everybody has a right to tell their side of the story. And if you can't defend yourself, well, then what kind of a court is it? Amen?
Yeah.
But this is the way they judge. And how would you say to your brother, let me, they're saying, if you're a brother in the Lord, you're saying, how are you going to let pull the splinter out of your eye, out of your brother's eye? Let me say to him, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam or a log is in your eye. So the Lord is telling you, don't judge with your own judgment. Use my judgment, then it'll be fair. Okay, and continue reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 through 11.
Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints?
And these judges today are as unjust in the prosecutors as can be. There is no possible chance that you can win a case there with this new one world order or this international government. They have got everything rigged. It is Satan's government. Now go ahead, and it's been that way for years. I mean, look at how they ruled against Jesus and all the apostles. Then what?
Verse 2, do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world?
Okay, so folks, we're going to judge the world, but not with our own judgment. We're going to take the Word of God. And when you come up to judgment, we all will concur that the Word of God is true, and that His judgments are right, and that this is the way it is. And if you don't line up with that judgment, if you're going right straight down into hell in the lake of fire. But if you do line up with God's judgment, with His magnificent direction for your life in this world, you will go right into heaven. Now, that's what you're going to be faced with at the judgment bar of God. And keep going.
And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy?
Yeah, see, we're going to judge the world, kids, you know, out there. And so, but we're judging with the Word of God. And you keep judging with your own judgment. You don't even know who you're judging. You don't know. And you don't know what people are going through. All these people are doing all kinds of things, and you don't know these movie stars, and they come up with all kinds of stories about them, or these sports figures. I don't know anything about them, and therefore I'm not judging them. I'm just saying if they go against God's judgment, they're going to hell. And if they go, if they start judging with the judgment that you people judge them with, you're going to hell because you don't know them. You may talk to them, And they, you see the announcers saying all kinds of evil things about these people, and they don't even get to talk or defend themselves. And there are lawyers tell them to be quiet, don't say anything, let us do the talking for you. And I had a lawyer sell me right down the tubes. And I went to prison, but I still love the Lord because I know his judgments are right and clean and pure. Okay, go ahead.
If the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters?
See, the Lord's saying, you can judge the smallest matter with my word. Amen?
Amen.
You can tell that people that are homosexuals are going to hell, and lesbians, and all these people, if they don't repent. Amen?
Amen.
You can say that's God's judgment. So you're sitting, you know, we're ruling the world with God's word. And you could kill us and everything, but still the judgment of God is going to come to pass. Right? You have to stand finally at his judgment bar. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Verse 3, know ye not that we shall judge angels?
We're going to judge the angels. And first off, what angels? Those angels that followed Satan onto this earth, the evil angels. We're telling them, I'll be the first one. If you don't get there first, or somebody else, I'll say, you're going to hell. And it's for sure that's right judgment. That's for sure. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, then what?
How much more things that pertain to this life?
Yeah, we have a clear direction and clear judgment from God is what we can judge things in this world. I can judge that the Bush and the Vatican and all these people are absolutely, according to the Word of God, they're wrong and they're going to hell if they don't repent. And every other person that's attacking this church that God called out of the heavens while I was in Hollywood and didn't know anything about God, I say to you that you, if you don't repent, you're going to hell. And God's going to do it. I'm not, but God will. Okay, then what?
Verse 4, if then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the
right.
church.
Right, what it's saying there is that you could take just some person that you don't consider to be the greatest Christian in the congregation, and then hand them the Bible and tell them what does God say is going to happen to these people. It's just plain and clear. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to hell.
Amen.
Okay, so just the least esteemed person can do that. If a person knows how to read, or you could somebody that knows the word just says, well, of course they're going to hell. These people that are murdering these children and these people that are letting little children have sex together and these people in the Catholic cult that are homosexuals and have molested hundreds of thousands of little children. Of course they're going to hell. All right? Then what?
Verse 5, I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you?
Isn't there somebody that fears God? Wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Does anybody know the word of God to judge everything with? We're not using our judgment because the Lord said, judge not with our judgment. Amen?
Amen?
Then what?
No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren.
Yes, I can judge between the brethren. And I think that anybody that's been in my church for about 3 months, if they know the Bible... it takes longer than that to know it completely, but they sure know that no adulterer, fornicator, liar, thief, homosexual, lesbian, or any of these the things that the Lord says are sin, or anybody's having incest, they're not going to heaven. How do I know? Because God's judgment tells me so. And I see that my time is up right now, and so the judgment of the Lord says that if you must be born again. Now, that's not my judgment. That's the Lord's judgment. He said, Jesus said, you must be born again of the Spirit and of water. Now, you can be born again right now by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ by this prayer. All right? So, and you're going to know that you're saved because the Spirit of the Lord is powerful and the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it'll cut right down into your heart and circumcise it, cut it, and enter into you. Say this prayer so that can happen to you. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious life soul cleansing blood for my soul to wash away every former sin I've ever committed. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, and you, Father, too, and you, Holy Spirit, the Father is the Spirit, and come into my heart and wash all my sins away. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your judgment says so. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my eternal soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and get into the King James Bible, and share and tell them how to receive a copy of this program, number 512, 512.
Go to AlamoMinistries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying make sure to tune in tomorrow for another powerful message. Now, you know those kids that you heard playing and singing Go Down Moses at the beginning of the program? They're not the greatest musicians or singers in the world. They didn't pretend to. They were just all a bunch of hippies off the street. And I thought they did a good job. But anyway, the Lord's judgment doesn't say, well, because they don't sing good and they don't play instruments good, that they're not going to heaven. No. You don't have to be the greatest musician or anything else in the world. You just have to be a good Christian. And here I am, and I'm not Pavarotti or anyone like that, but this is the same people with Joe Leahy's arrangement to sing, and I'm singing for you, I believe, and they sing behind me, and I think they do a great job because all this coming from our heart and soul.
Believe.